I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, we'll get back to the NBA in just a little bit. We got some updates on some of the injuries that have happened and why are so many injuries happening in the first place. We'll talk about that. And then Kiki Iriafin, 6:30 tonight as we continue our Mystics interviews ahead of their debut on Friday for the 2025 season here on the Team 980. But we have hopefully found a more entertaining way to go through the schedule here, Anthony. We've now made a mock schedule. Sheehan makes it look much easier. Man, that guy. That 10-1 show, you guys should listen to that. We tried to do a schedule, and you realize you run into a bunch of stuff. And also, Anthony, I'm hoping that nobody's going to look at our silly mock schedule that we've done here and been like, hey, you idiots, so-and-such or such-and-such is playing overseas. For instance, we should double-check that we don't have the Vikings schedule mixed up because they've got two games already announced overseas. Okay, they're early in the season, so we're safe because we put them late in our little mock schedule. Anybody else that we need to be aware of? Like when Eagles 2025 schedule, they've got a million games already.
We should
announced.
Have looked at all the international games.
Well, the Eagles already have four games announced for 2025, so we got to make sure that we didn't like we put them week 16 and we put them week 8. What's the date for week 8? The date for week 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, is the 26th of October. We're good because the Eagles have games on September 4th, November 10th, November 28th, and December 20th. So, like, hopefully we haven't messed this up. Hopefully.
I think we're looking good.
Okay. So, week 1, we're guessing the Bears. And we're
the Bears.
All right, Sunday Night Football for that. Caleb Jaden. Year 2, rematch of the Hail Jaden.
Yep.
Okay.
Hold on. We do have our already one Sunday Night Football game.
Yeah. Well, no. We know that the Saturday game at Week 16 for real.
Okay.
I've got two Sunday Night Football games, one Thursday nighter, and then one Monday nighter, plus the Saturday Fox doubleheader, and I put some 4 p.m.ers in here, too.
We getting some TV time now.
Yeah. But there's only a hard limit on the amount of primetime games. The 4 o'clock games don't count. So, Bears, Sunday Night Football, week 1. At Dallas, that'll be a 4 p.m. kick, week 2. Week 3, home against the Seahawks, that's just regular game. Week 4, Thursday Night Football, at Atlanta.
I like it.
Week 5, at the Chargers. Get the double travel, but Atlanta's not that bad of a flight. That kind of sucks. Week 6, Giants. That'll be a 1 o'clock kick at home. And then, whew, buddy. Week 7, at Kansas City, Sunday Night Football.
Yes, sir.
Week 8, at Philadelphia, 4 o'clock kick.
We got a lot of away games to start the season.
Yeah, they can't put all of the 4 o'clock games or all the Philly games in primetime. Although it does feel a little silly that we have... You know, one's one of the Saturday games. But I'm just going for it. Maybe, CBS is like, yo, that's going to be our game of the week. And it's a CBS 4 o'clock game. Week 9, Raiders at home. Week 10, bye. Week 11, we know we're going to get this one right, at Miami and Madrid. Week 12, come back home, get an extra day of rest, Monday Night Football against Denver.
Okay. Hey, look, I like what we cooking, man.
Flipped that one around from our disastrous attempt to create a schedule on the fly. Week 13, at Minnesota. Go back-to-back NFC North. Detroit, 4 p.m. in week 14. That's like your 4 p.m. game of the week.
Yep.
Also, there's a great chance, obviously, that week 13 game at Minnesota could get flexed. But we're gonna say that those two games are currently 1 and 4 o'clock kicks. Week 15 at the Giants. Week 16, Philly, Saturday. Week 17, Green Bay on Christmas. Week 18, Dallas. And obviously, that's a time TBD.
Probably going to be a night game.
Well, week 18, it's dependent on what happens in the schedule.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's competition adjacent. That's Craig and Anthony's haphazard mock schedule that we hope doesn't have any clear and obvious errors already made in it.
Probably.
Let's see. That cuts us with 1, 2, 3, 4 plus Saturday plus Christmas. Sheehan's got it on his mock schedule. Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Sunday, Sunday. He's got a full 6. So we could pop 2 more of these games into primetime. And it does definitely feel like that Detroit game, week 14.
Line for sure.
That could be, I'm going to put / Sunday Night Football. And then the other one that I would watch out for, like week 5 at the Chargers. That one, I think, could be a prime time. Obviously, week 8 against Philly. That could be Sunday or Monday night. Maybe that's a Monday Night Football game. I think that's a solid guess. It's probably not right. The stakes are very low, but we did it. We made a mock schedule, Anthony.
I just can't believe we're getting this much love. One season, Craig. It took us a quarterback, a new head coach.
Yeah.
New ownership.
Well, and then you got a second place. You got a second place schedule. Like, you're gonna play good teams. One, you're playing the NFC North and the AFC West, which might be two of the deepest divisions in football. So you have quality opponents in Kansas City, in LA, et cetera. And then obviously the NFC North sent 3 teams to the playoffs last year. Plus, your at-large teams are second-place teams. So, makes sense. Makes sense that they got some good ones.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah, for sure. All right, when we get back, why is the NBA having so many injuries? And does it actually prove that the league is not soft, like so many former players say? Plus, we will talk to Kiki Iriafin coming up at 6:30. But first, let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports, presented by Wawa. Chicken how you want it. Wawa with customizable crispy or roasted chicken sandwiches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.